What does a grape say when it gets stepped on? Nothing. It just lets out a little whine.
You're listening to Weird Medicine with Dr. Steve on the Riotcast Network, riotcast.com.
I've got diphtheria crushing my esophagus. I've got Ebola virus dripping from my nose. I've got the leprosy of the heart valve, exacerbating my incredible woes. I want to take my brain out and blast it with the wave, an ultrasonic echographic and a pulsating shave. I want a magic pill for my ailments, the health equivalent of Citizen Kane. And if I don't get it now in the tablet, I think I'm doomed and I'll have to go insane. I want a requiem for my disease, so I'm paging Dr. Steve. Dr. Steve!
It's Weird Medicine, the first and still only uncensored medical show in the history of broadcast radio. Now a podcast. I'm Dr. Steve with my little pal, Dr. Scott, the traditional Chinese medical practitioner who keeps the alternative medicine assholes at bay. Hello, Dr. Scott.
Hey, Dr. Steve.
She who will do most anything for a glass of expensive wine. It's Lady Diagnosis, everyone.
Hey, Dr. Steve.
And from White Pine, Tennessee, it's Derek Johns, everybody.
Hello, Steve.
And my wife, Tacy.
What's up?
This is a show for people who never listen to a medical show on the radio or the internet. If you have a question you're embarrassed to take to your regular medical provider, if you can't find an answer anywhere else, give us a call at 347-766-4323. That's 347-POOHEAD. If you're listening to us live, the number is 754-227-3647. That's 754-22-PENIS. Or 754-BARENET.
BARENET.
Which is also
that's
just as valid.
Your favorite, yeah.
Follow us on Twitter at Weird Medicine, Lady Diagnosis, and Dr. Scott WM, and visit our website at weirdmedicine.com or drsteve.com for podcasts, medical news, and stuff you can buy, or go to our merchandise store at cafepress.com/weirdmedicine. Most importantly, we are not your medical providers. Take everything you hear with a grain of salt. Don't act on anything you hear on this show without talking it over with your doctor, nurse practitioner, physician, assistant, pharmacist, chiropractor, acupuncturist, yoga master, physical therapist, or whatever.
Aesthetician.
Ooh, aesthetician. That's a good one.
Mm-hmm.
We could say that. You know,
it's a thing.
Our merchandise store, everyone will sell about like one Bristol stool scale mug a week. And I think we get 38 cents for each one, but it's just funny. And a lot of it, I think, are people that don't know Weird Medicine. We're selling like this generic one that's on there. And I think people are just looking. What are they searching for to find that? You know, shit, turd mug, you know, gift with fecal matter on it or something. And then they come to our stupid merchandise store. Hmm. But anyway, it's cafepress.com/weirdmedicine. We have a cool shot glass on there, too, that we still use. So anyway, don't forget to go to stuff.drsteve.com for all your Amazon shopping needs, stuff.drsteve.com. Thank you for checking out that page. And tweakedaudio.com from Franklin, Tennessee. Offer code FLUID, F-L-U-I-D, not F-L-E-W-I-D, which I see on Twitter all the time, or F-L-O-O-O-O-O-I-D. But it's the actual word FLUID. For 33% off your purchase, which is a big deal. You know, sometimes you get 5% off or 10% off of something. You're buying a pizza and you get a coupon, you get 5% off. 33% off is a big
damn
deal.
It's more than 5 and 10.
Yes, it is.
For
very
those
good.
Of you mathematicians.
Lady Diagnosis, the amateur mathematician in the group. That 33 is more than 5 or 10. SimplyHerbals.net. That's Dr. Scott's herbal website. You don't sell those pills, though, on there, do you? Because that's not a Simply Herbals brand.
No, it is not.
Yeah, that's too bad. No. But he does have his nasal rinse, which is awesome. Derek has one of those. I'm pretty sure that's the new one and not the one that I've already used because I set it right here and you got that one. So you're good.
You got the used
you're
one.
You're good. So. You're good.
And let's not forget, we've got Vic Henley coming August 2nd. It's just going to be a big party. It's outdoor. There'll be craft beer, food trucks, August 2nd Allendale Mansion in a town called Kingsport, Tennessee. There's a nice resort that's near there that you can stay in.
And, good ice cream shop down the road.
Oh, yeah. That's where Tim Dillon
went. Tim Dillon and I went and we shared. No, we didn't share. Tim, he had the biggest banana split I've ever seen.
Yeah, he. So Tim Dillon did a comedy thing for us last year, and it was they got double the attendance they'd had for any other event that they've ever had, and Tim was absolutely hilarious.
He was.
And oh God, that was fun. And nobody had ever heard of him because he's kind of still coming up. You see him in stuff now, but you know, he wasn't a famous, you know, a Jim Gaffigan type fame comedian. So people didn't know what they were getting themselves into. And they loved him. They absolutely loved him. And after it was over, he wanted to go get ice cream to celebrate. Mm-hmm. And, you know, he said a lot of the promoters will tell him no and stuff. And this is why we did this. You know, they would shit on him. You know, we did this in the first place because Jim Florentine was talking about how poorly he was treated on the road. And it's like Jim to us is a superstar and he's a friend. And it made me feel bad how badly these people were treated. On the road, you have to eat from the comics menu, and it's like a plain hamburger. And it's like the, you know, the owners are afraid they're going to somehow eat up all their profits or something.
I treated them really well.
So, yeah. So, you know, I got a few bucks out and handed it to Lady Diagnosis and take them to Skip's. Skip's Diner is right next to this place, and they have the best banana split. And he was so enamored of that banana split because it's monstrous.
Oh,
I mean,
God.
It's something for a big, you know, big Tennessee fatsos. And
the ladies there loved him.
Yes.
Oh, it was fun.
Yeah, and he took and put it on his Instagram.
Mm-hmm.
So.
Yeah.
That's funny. So I'm glad he enjoyed it, and he enjoyed being here. So it's a fun time. So
well,
try to make
have fun
one.
With it. So.
Yep. All right. What else? Check out premium.drsteve.com too for all of our archives. $1.99 a month. If you want to really be a cheapskate, go for the $1.99 and download everything and then just cancel your membership. So for $2, you can have everything.
Probably don't start with that. It's your show.
It's fine. That's
our kids have to go to college, so don't do that.
I need new shoes.
So let's take some phone calls.
Don't take advice from some asshole on the radio.
That's exactly right, Ronnie B. Thank you so much. No more wise words have never been said. And listen, everybody, it's Wood Floor Liquor. How's it going, buddy?
Hey, guys.
The host of The Radio Freaks.
The Radio Freaks.
And are you guys back broadcasting yet? I know you had a baby not too long ago, and might have put a little cramp in your or crimp in your style as far as doing
in your
podcasting.
Wood licking.
It's not even so much the baby, but shortly after we went on hiatus to get ready for having the baby, my computer took a dump, and with everything going on with, you know, the baby coming. And
sure. Well, you live in Philadelphia. It'd be hard to get another computer in a place like that.
Or at least
I'm just saying. I was too busy, and I was working, and I didn't really have expendable cash that I wasn't spending on the baby.
Gotcha. That part I definitely understand. So anyway, so what's up, man? To what do we owe this delightful call?
I called to talk to you about an interesting thing that involves me that I'm sure a bunch of other people are going through. I kind of caught a few minutes of your discussion a few weeks ago on narcotics and stuff, patient use in narcotics.
Sure.
You and I have had this conversation before. But after my multiple stomach surgeries, each of those surgeries I was released from the hospital on Dilaudid. And because it's a controlled substance, they didn't really want to give me a whole lot of it, which I understand.
Yeah, AKA hydromorphone for people who are following along at home.
Right.
Okay.
Exactly.
Yep.
So they put me on an extended release version, which I've been on for, I don't know, 2-3 years.
It's called Exalgo, and it's extended release hydromorphone. So it's like a Dilaudid, delayed release. Okay, yeah, go ahead.
Right. It's also got that special coating on it that prevents chopping it up and snorting it or, you know, using it in a way that's not intended.
Right. There's some abuse deterrence built into it. So.
Right. That's one of the reasons why the doctors would rather have you on that than the regular Dilaudid or hydromorphone to begin with.
Yes, and there's another reason for that, too, is that you don't get the peak. Addiction is driven by the peaks and troughs of these medications when they hit. And the hypothesis is that if you use a long-acting one that doesn't peak like that, you just sort of get a tonic level amount of medication, you're less likely to become addicted. And there's a difference between addiction and habituation. You, I'm sure, are not addicted to your medication, but you might have been at one point habituated to it because if you stopped it suddenly, you would go through withdrawal. But, you know, addicts crave the medication. They will use it for a non-medical use. They will lie, cheat, and steal to get it. They'll use it beyond the point where there's demonstrated harm. That's addiction. But habituation are people that are using them for a medical purpose, but their body gets used to it and they can't just stop it suddenly. So anyway, go ahead.
Well, in that case, I'm addicted to going to the ER when I have a problem because there's nothing else better than them pushing IV Dilaudid into you, and there's no better feeling in the world.
No,
I just can't justify it with medical problems enough to go every time I feel like it.
No, you're absolutely right, and people love that. And we've learned stuff from our addict friends because I will go to a hospice meeting. And people that work in the hospitals, I can, you know, I'll have everybody raise their hand. What's the number one combination that the drug seekers love? And it's Dilaudid and Phenergan. Phenergan is a phenothiazine drug, also called promethazine, which is for nausea. But it was an antipsychotic originally, and it's one of the so-called major tranquilizers. But we use it for nausea. And they love that. Well, we can learn from that, you know, because who has the higher IQ on what's awesome when it comes to narcotics but drug abusers, right? They know what's good and they know that's good. And so when we've got somebody with intractable pain in hospice from cancer, we can learn from that, that we can use the phenothiazine and the Dilaudid together and get a better effect. But anyway, go ahead. I keep interrupting you with fun facts.
That's okay.
Sorry. So anyway.
So obviously I'm not addicted to it. Common sense would dictate that I don't just go to the ER every time I feel like I want to get high. And
right.
I also don't abuse my prescription medication. In fact, my doctor wrote for 8 milligram tablets, 2 tablets twice daily. So that's like 32 milligrams of extended release.
Okay.
I actually weaned myself down to only one each dose. So only
okay.
2 pills a day.
So you're on half. Milligrams. Yeah.
Right. So, and that was all voluntarily. So, and thank God I did, because a lot of the times when you try and take your prescription early, because you may have taken one or two extra because you were in more pain, you can't get it with the insurance company.
That's
they
right.
only limit you to a certain amount so that there's no abuse.
Right.
And that's kind of the situation I'm running into. Thankfully, I weaned myself off down to a lower level because I built up a surplus. The insurance company sent a letter maybe about 2-3 months ago, or January, that they were only going to cover now. And we have phenomenal health insurance, both working for the hospital.
Yeah.
But so our prescription insurance has been great up until now. So because this is a controlled substance, a Schedule I controlled substance.
Well, Schedule
they're 2. They're only going to...
Schedule 1 is like LSD and stuff like that. But okay. Yep.
They're going to only cover a quarter of what the doctor's writing for.
Yeah.
If I show that there is a medical need for this medication and the doctor can submit proof to that, they will double it.
Yeah.
So I'll get half the prescription.
Yeah.
But I still won't get what I've been getting. So it's a good thing I have a surplus and I was able to wean myself down because I'm not going to get it anymore.
So they're going to give you but, half of the 32, which is 16, which you're taking. Is that what you're saying?
Yeah.
Okay.
The problem is, though, I submitted my March prescription to CVS, which is where I get my pills filled, and my insurance is through CVS Caremark. That's who my employer decides that they're going to use for their insurance company.
Yeah.
The problem is I submitted my prescription to CVS. They said your insurance company is not going to cover but a quarter of it, so your doctor needs to submit another medical necessity form.
It's called a prior approval or medical necessity. Exactly right.
They submitted the medical necessity based on the four pills a day that they were originally prescribing me. So, of course, that got rejected. Like, the insurance company and the doctor's office are going back and forth with the coverage and what they will and what they won't and what they will and what they won't. Meanwhile, it's been a month now.
Yeah.
If I was somebody that needed medication, I'd be screwed if I didn't have a surplus.
No, you're right. That's right.
That's a problem.
It is.
And then on top of that, these Pennsylvania, luckily, is one of the states that has approved medical marijuana.
Mm-hmm.
But they're making it so hard for people to get. My pain doctor that prescribes the hydromorphone suggested moving me over to medical marijuana because then everybody should be happy because he's not on an opiate anymore. We've got him on medical marijuana.
Yeah.
It's all paid for out of pocket.
Right.
But the problem is the state makes it so difficult to sign up for that. It's incredible, too. You have to jump through so many hoops to actually do what they want you to do here in Pennsylvania to get a medical marijuana card. And the dispensaries are not being able to keep up with the supply, so they're often out of marijuana.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah. Well, on that particular topic, there's a study in the April 4th edition of the British Medical Journal this may be an editorial. Let me see if I can find the study. But the title is Opioid Prescriptions Decreased in U.S. States Where Marijuana Was Legally Accessible. So that one should mostly be a no-brainer. There was a new study that just came out. I haven't had a chance to read it yet that kind of showed the opposite effect, that people who are using marijuana were more likely to use more opioids. But that's sort of the lone voice crying in the wilderness of these studies. Most of the studies I've showed a salutary effect on pain with cannabis, either extracts or the whole plant, and a decreased use in opioids. So your medication, Wood Floor Liquor, if I can call you Wood, is when you were taking 32 milligrams of hydromorphone, if you run that through the calculation, because 7.5 milligrams of hydromorphone orally will equal 30 milligrams of morphine or 30 milligrams of Lortab, because they're the same strength. So 32 times 30 divided by 7.5 is 128 milligrams of oral morphine equivalents. That's the equivalent to 12.8 Lortab 10s. And that's a pretty decent amount of opioid. And that they will look at that and look askance at that. Anything over 100, they start freaking out on these morphine equivalent daily doses. But when you divide that by 2 – you're looking at 6 Lortab 10s a day, which would be the same as taking 1 Lortab 10 every 4 hours. So that's a significantly more moderate amount, but still a lot of medicine.
Yeah.
So
right.
I would love to see them work on – because you had this surgery how many years ago now?
We're looking at probably about 3 years since my last surgery.
Yeah, and you had a nerve impingement syndrome from the surgery. Isn't that right? Isn't that what was causing your pain?
No. These were all hernias.
Okay.
Hernia operations.
Okay.
And then I also had a massive MRSA infection in my belly after.
I remember that. I thought that you had like the mesh was impinging on a nerve or something like that. No.
It was infected from the MRSA infection.
I got
it. So they had to go in and clean it all out and then put in biomesh as opposed to the regular mechanical mesh. And they also did a abdominal resection.
Most of these insurance companies, and they have – there's some data to back them up, say that post-surgical pain, you know, should not be chronic pain. Mm-hmm. And they are really cracking down on this. And we've talked about it on the show. They're throwing the baby out with the bathwater because there are people with legitimate pain that are having – even my cancer patients sometimes have a hard time getting their medication, even when we write a letter that says they have cancer pain and they're going to die, till we get them in hospice. Once we get them in hospice, then hospice, you know, then we pay for their medicine and there's not a problem. We become the formulary. But until then, it's very difficult. And these knuckleheads out there have ruined it for everybody. And when I say knuckleheads, not just the patients or, you know, the abusers, but the people who are supplying the abusers. It's a problem. So, if you were my patient, one thing I would recommend is trying a multifaceted approach to this pain. Let's try some topical stuff. Let's try You know, the Roman army would all line up and poke each other with sticks, and then the Vandals come along and flank them and just destroy them because they didn't follow the rules of war. Mm-hmm. And if you're just attacking pain using one front, always marching forward in a straight line, you're missing out on some opportunities. You want to flank this pain, so you want to hit it from a bunch of different angles. And doing a more multi-faceted approach to your pain may allow you to get down to a manageable amount of opioids, if not all off of them altogether. I'd see Dr. Scott and right do on. Acupuncture. Yep. I'd be doing the yoga and all that stuff. You already done the weight loss and you
epidurals,
quit smoking, right?
Facets.
Did I have what?
You quit smoking and all that, right? And you lost a
yes.
ton of weight, too.
I quit smoking actually 4 years ago.
All right.
I lost some weight from the abdominal resection.
Oh, okay. Just them scooping out just globs of fat. Belly fat.
Yeah.
I thought you were losing weight anyway. No? Anyway.
I was a little bit. I was a little bit, but it's fluctuated back and forth between since I've had the surgery.
Yeah. Obviously, getting to your ideal body weight would help. And then doing these, you know, there are other medications other than opioids that are, you know, have a good effect for pain. And, you know, narcotics, as you've already figured out, aren't always the be-all and end-all to pain management. But I don't want the government throwing the baby out with the bathwater and penalizing people who are who really don't have any other option and making it so difficult for them to get. And you're kind of hitting up against that. And these insurance companies are just by fiat saying, we're not going to pay for it anymore.
Today's episode is brought to you by Angie. Angie has made it easier than ever to connect with skilled professionals to get all your jobs and projects done well. Let me tell you, there's the version of it where you try to do something at home, and then there's a version of it where you have someone help you, you watch them do it the right way, and you go, thank God I didn't try to do that myself. I have fully done things around the home that I think look good, and then a bang in the night and I wake up to a shelf collapsing, a painting falling off the wall. Like it, I've seen it all go south. I own a home and I can tell you, I know how much work it can take. Whether it's everyday maintenance and repairs or making dream projects a reality, it can be hard just to know where to start. But now all you need to do is Angie that and find a skilled local pro who will deliver the quality and expertise you need. Whatever your home project, big or small, indoor or outdoor, you can Angie that and connect with skilled professionals to get the project done well. Right now, one of my wish lists is I want a bike for my condo in Milwaukee, and I would love to rig it up on a pulley in the ceiling because I have one of those like lofted ceilings, but I'm so scared to try that on my own. Angie has 20 years of home experience, and they've combined it with new tools to simplify the whole process. Bring them your project online or with the Angie app. Answer a few questions and Angie can handle the rest from start to finish or help you compare quotes from multiple pros and connect instantly, which means you can take care of any home project in just a few taps. Because when it comes to getting the most out of your home, you can do this when you Angie that. Download the free Angie mobile app today or visit Angie.com. That's ANGI.com.
So
I don't want to take over the whole show, but real quick things that I thought about while you were saying all that stuff.
Yeah.
It's very interesting, too, that the medical marijuana is not paid for by your medical insurance. That's all out of pocket. So I would like to see, since it's supposed to be a substitute for pain medication that's non-addictive, I'd like to see the insurance companies pick that up because that's all out of pocket, and that gets to be very expensive, too.
Right. Well, the problem is medical marijuana is
awesome.
Is not only awesome, according to Dr. Scott.
Expensive.
But it is illegal in the – marijuana is still a Schedule I as far as the DEA is concerned. So a national chain like CVS can't carry it, and most of the laws – when you pick it up, are you going to a pharmacy to get it, or are you going to a dispensary?
No, you go to the dispensary, and I understand why.
See, the pharmacies can't do
it. The whole federal legality thing,
right.
But I would like to see it paid for eventually. It's just not going to happen with this presidency.
Well, okay. Well, the president doesn't make the laws, but you know, he can. It's to some degree. Drive the agenda. What he can do is tell the DEA to start enforcing the law and force the issue that it's against the law federally,
the federal law,
and start going into dispensaries in California and putting people in jail. Now that he could do. He can't he can't write the laws though. Only the legislature can do that. And even the Tennessee legislature is getting ready to pass a medical marijuana law. And so it's really sort of a domino effect. It's rolling across the country. And when if people would just look at the data and forget about the filthy hippies from the 60s, I get it. I was one of them.
Devil's Reed.
Forget about that image and start thinking of this as medication. At least we could get medical marijuana passed on a federal level. Why would we – for my patients, why would we take a hospice patient, deprive them of something – that might help them? And there's so much data that says it would help them. Helps them eat, helps them feel better, has a better outlook on their quality of life, all of that. Why would we tell them, oh, no, you have to get your nephew to go cop for you on the street and God knows what he's bringing home if you're going to do it and you're in jeopardy of going to jail for it? Now, that to me is bullshit. So anyway.
Yep.
Right.
You mentioned that in states where the medical marijuana or legalized recreational marijuana even has been passed, that the opioid use dropped. Now, what I thought of when you said that was, I wonder if there's a correlation between the number of people that use opioids non-criminally just because they need opioids.
Right.
And they take the marijuana and that all of a sudden, you know, allows them not to have to use the opioids anymore.
Yeah, well, that's what you're hoping. That's what it is.
Right, and that's that the number is so low because there's so few people that are actually abusing it as opposed to the good people that are just addicted to it because they have no other option.
Yeah. Here's one. This is from the Journal of the American Medical Association. Okay, this is one of the top journals without any hyperbole in the United States. You got JAMA and you got NEJM, the New England Journal of Medicine. Those are the two big ones for internal medicine. And this article was from April 2018, Association of Medical and Adult Use Marijuana Laws with Opioid Prescribing for Medicaid Enrollees. So what they're looking at, this is a good one because there's a little bit of politics involved in this article as they're trying to show, is this going to save Medicaid money and save the government money? So because they know that you've got bean counters that are looking at these things, and those are the kinds of arguments that will catch hold with them. And I'm just going to read the results. It says state implementation of medical marijuana laws was associated with a 6% lower rate of opioid prescribing. Moreover, the implementation of adult marijuana laws, which all occurred in states with existing medical marijuana laws, was associated with a 6.38% lower rate of opioid prescribing. So, you know, I'd love to see 50%, but hell, we'll take 6%. Sure. You know, so or 6 or 7%, and you know, it just depends on how they were reporting this. So it not only affects how much people are using, but how much people are prescribing. So I am very interested in seeing at least medical marijuana, if not recreational marijuana, pass and on a federal level. But anyway, see if this is anybody interesting. It hits Big Joe, everybody. Hang on. Big Joe, you're on Weird Medicine.
Oh, am I really?
Yes, you are. What have you got for us today?
I just called him about his science project. Do you know what it's going
to
be?
Yep, it's next Saturday at 9 a.m. from 9 to 3.
From 9 to 3?
Yep.
At his school?
No, I'll get you the address later. It's at one of the universities. All right.
Well, everybody out there in their radio land, good morning or good afternoon.
Well, we thank you. Thank you, Big Joe.
Bye.
I'm glad she threw that in there. Yeah, so our kid did a science project, and he won the school science fair, and he's going to the regionals next week.
Wow.
And he did it on determining Planck's constant. Using a circuit that he built himself and different colored LEDs, and from that he could calculate Planck's constant, which is a number that has 34 preceding zeros. So it's like 6.626 times 10 to the negative 34. And he came within 1%. I was pretty proud of that little guy. So he had good scientific technique. He took good data. So anyway, There you go.
My parents as smart as you and Tacey, isn't it inevitable that he would go to the finals of the science fair?
Well, I'm telling you, this kid's a million times smarter than I ever was. And don't forget, in my family, my nickname was Stupid Steve. So, and it wasn't a reflection on how shitty my family was, although that was part of it. But it was really
a large part,
more of a testament of how smart they were. My brother is a million times smarter than me. So, but I have a radio show and he doesn't.
That's right.
All right. Okay, man. Good luck with
the
whole
opioid
thing.
I don't
want to
take up the whole show. I feel like I took up most of it.
Yeah,
well, you already did.
Well, we have 30 seconds left.
Thank you, Mr. Liquor.
Thanks, Liquor.
All right.
Bye, guys.
Enjoy. Talk to you soon. Enjoy.
See you, dude.
Thanks.
Yeah, there really isn't a good answer for that because he has sort of pain that doesn't fit the model that they're looking for, particularly because it's post-surgical.
And that is true, but that's one reason why I see a lot of those post-surgical cases.
Yeah.
A lot of those abdominal, the breast reconstructions after cancers and stuff like that, I see a lot of those.
And, you know, a lot of people, when they go before the board because they've had trouble with their prescribing patterns, it's a lot of times it's because they go straight to opioids and don't do anything else.
Right.
So you really have to have a multidisciplinary approach.
Right.
Physical therapy, yoga, acupuncture, you know, different non-opioid modalities, and you got to document all that. I tried A, I tried B, I tried C.
Yeah.
So, and but that's awesome that he weaned himself off of 50% of where he was at.
That's
so
a
that always
big
looked,
number,
it
though.
Looks good. Yeah, it looks good, but it's still a lot.
That was a lot.
Yeah. All right. Well, you guys got anything else? No.
Nope.
I think it's nap time, isn't it?
Everybody's just beat. Thanks always go to Dr. Scott, Lady Diagnosis, Derek Johns, 3 shows in a row.
Way to go, Derek.
My wife, Tacey. We can't forget Rob Sprance, Bob Kelly, Greg Hughes, Anthony Cumia, Jim Norton, Travis Teft, Eric Nagel, Roland Campos, Sam Roberts, Pat Duffy, Daniel Ross, Ron Bennington, and Fez Watley, whose early support of this show has never gone unappreciated. Thanks also go to a certain Reddit community that has chosen not to shit on me, and that is also greatly appreciated. Might have changed by the time this airs, you just never know. Listen to our SiriusXM show on the Faction Talk channel, SiriusXM channel 103, Saturdays at 8 p.m. Eastern, Sunday at 5 p.m. Eastern, on demand, and other times at Don Wicklund's pleasure. Many thanks go to our listeners whose voicemail and topic ideas make this job very easy. Go to our website at drsteve.com for schedules and podcasts and other crap. And check out Dr. Scott's website at simplyherbals.net. That's simplyherbals.net. And get yourself some Simply Herbal Sinus Rinse with peppermint oil and saline and buffered stuff in it. It's fantastic. It makes my nose feel like $1 million. Until next time, check your stupid nuts for lumps, quit smoking, get off your asses, and get some exercise. We'll see you in 1 week for the next edition of Weird Medicine. Well, shit, Scott, we forgot to do a song today.
We'll see if we can butcher one from Bob Dylan. How about that?
All right, sounds
a little
good.
Don't Think Twice, It's All Right.
Okay, you count us in because I don't want to go too fast.
I'm going to count us in and let her rip. You ready?
Let's do it nice and slow.
All right, 3, 2, 1, and ain't no use sit and wonder why, babe, if you don't know by now. Ain't no use sit and wonder why, babe, it'll never do anyhow. When your rooster crows at the break of dawn, yeah, look out your window and I'll be gone. You're the reason that I'm traveling home. Don't think twice, it's all right. There ain't no use turning on your light, babe. That light I'll never know. There ain't no use turning on your light, babe. I'm on the dark side of the road. Still, I wish there was something you would say. Try to change my soul.
I would stay. We never did too much talking anyway. Don't think twice, alright. Oh, ain't no use calling out my name, girl, like you never did before. Ain't no use calling out my name, girl, I can't hear you anymore. I'm thinking as I'm wandering down that road, yeah, I once had a woman, a child, I'm told. We never did too much talking anyway. Don't think twice, alright. That's for so long, honey, baby. Where I'm bound, I can't tell. Goodbye's too good a workout, so I'll just say fare thee well. I ain't saying that you treated me unkind. Oh shit, I was a girl, I don't mind. You could have done a better, but I don't mind. Don't think twice, it's alright. Goddamn.
What are you doing, you mother?
I had it till the very fucking end.
You did great. That was great.
You know what?
That one spot.
You know what? It's because I tried to do something different. I tried printing it out so I could read it, and not my computer wouldn't get fucked up.
Yeah, that's better.
Yeah, that's better. All right, so we're good. All right. Thanks, everybody.
You need me to flip.
I wasn't sure you're going to be here. But here's my pages next time.
From now on, I'm flipping.
Thank you.
That's obvious.
I need to help.
Yeah, you needed to flip something.
My flipper. She's a great flipper.
Thanks.